From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the man accused of the deadly shooting spree in Tucson pleaded not guilty. This plea was for charges of trying to kill Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and two of her aides. There will be more charges and more pleas in the future. 22-year-old Jared Loughner attended the hearing at the federal courthouse in Phoenix, and NPR's Ted Robbins was there as well. And Ted, I understand this not guilty plea was not a surprise.
Right, Michelle. Lawyers who have handled capital cases tell me that it's really unlikely that a judge would accept a guilty plea this soon without any evidence being presented, because the defendant, Loughner, would really not have had a chance to consider the implications of a guilty plea.
Ted, we've all seen that mugshot of Jared Loughner grinning after the shootings. It's an image that is fixed in many people's minds. How did he actually look today?
He entered the courtroom wearing an orange jumpsuit, handcuffs, and leg shackles. His hair is still close-cropped, but it appears to have grown out a bit. And he was also wearing glasses today. He came in and he had a kind of a small, close-lipped smile, no teeth, but just a, you know, kind of an easygoing smile, which he maintained. He looks to be about 5'8", and he's thin. In fact, he seems to have lost some weight since his last appearance. His attorney, Judy Clark, frequently put her hand on his back when asking him questions, sort of, it seemed to reassure him. And he was alert throughout the proceedings, and he gave a small smile whenever he looked around.
Beyond Loughner, what was the tone like in the courtroom overall?
It was not full, but it's a huge courtroom, and it was pretty quiet and expectant, I'd say.
Loughner today faced federal charges for trying to assassinate Congresswoman Giffords and two of her aides, and as we said, he entered this not guilty plea. So what comes next?
Well, officially, what comes next is a status conference on March 9th. We expect by then the government will charge Loughner with two murders, along with the attempted murder charges, the murders of Judge John Roll and Giffords staff member Gabe Zimmerman. They were federal employees. Charges for the other four people killed would have to come from the state of Arizona. And what was interesting today was that the prosecution asked that the case be moved to Tucson, where the shootings occurred. Loughner's attorney, Judy Clark, said that'd be okay if there were proper facilities to house Loughner. We have to presume she meant only for pre-trial hearings, though. And I say that because at Loughner's first appearance, she said she would oppose trial in Arizona. The other thing we expect at some point is a psychiatric evaluation. And we spoke with the defense attorney who was a colleague of Judy Clark's, Andrea Lyon. She said that could take months, even before anyone even interviews Loughner. Here's what she said.
You need to know family history, medical history, psychological history, drug or alcohol problems, you know, physiological problems, and any of those sorts of things first.
Yeah, a psych evaluation was not brought up today. That they may wait till all the charges are brought for that.
Ted, this is a very complicated case with lots of victims and a suspect who is described as having had serious trouble before the shootings. How is the case against him expected to play out, and what will happen in terms of other charges involving other victims?
Well, Judge Larry Burns, who was brought in from Southern California, asked Judy Clark if she thought that Loughner could aid in his own defense today, and she said yes. But that doesn't mean that she won't present a defense at trial of guilty by reason of insanity. Now, we spoke with a former federal prosecutor, Andrew McBride, who told me he did not think that would work at the trial itself.
Although the insanity defense is not likely to prevail at the guilt phase, it can be effective at the penalty phase to say to the jury, yes, this man did it, but he was under delusion and he should not be punished with the ultimate punishment. That, I think, is how the case will sort out.
But then at the penalty phase, they could give him the death penalty. And, Michelle, if the feds don't get the death penalty for Loughner, you know, the state of Arizona will likely seek it for the other victims. So this whole process could take years.
Ted, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Ted Robbins, who joined us from the federal courthouse in Phoenix.